Beautiful job, choir, beautiful job. So this is the second Sunday of Advent. And traditionally, our Advent theme this time is peace. When I started working on this message, I wrote the title first before researching much more. Many times, most often I do other way around, but I wrote it down, peace is within your reach. Means peace is available for you. You can reach, you can find peace. Everyone can find peace now on this side of the cross. So this second Sunday of Advent tells, preaches, focuses on preparing to receive the peace of Christ. We are following the themes from the prophetic voices, and call of John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord, Many times we talk about peace, but we don't talk too much about preparing for the peace of the Lord. When we read when we listen to the readings and when we meditate upon the readings, we realize that we have been encouraged. We have been encouraged. We are people who can reach the peace. We can find peace. And we are people who've been encouraged to prepare our hearts. Sometimes in the Bible used the highways as a metaphor, highway of your heart, by preparing our hearts for the peace. What are the elements of this highway preparing? They are repenting and confessing of our need for God. And that's where all the good things starts with, confessing our need for God. Lord, I need you. Christ, I need you. Be merciful to me. Clear is to us that Christ is our peace. He's our peace that makes all things new and possible. So what does it involve when we say Christ is in our peace? It involves something from our side to reach out for his peace. In a way, it is a gift, but Bible talks about preparing our hearts to receive this gift of blessing. It involves both personal reflection and actively working to create peace for others. Creating peace for others. Peace and preparation go hand in hand in the Bible, in the prophetic messages. This is what John the Baptist cry echoes in the wilderness this morning. Prepare the way for the Lord. Lord is about to give you his peace. Prepare your hearts for this gift, to receive the peace of the Lord. We understand the world needs peace. The world's need for peace is real. We can say it is desperate. This world needs peace desperately. Everyone recognizes the sound and voices and noises of this world. What kind of sounds are they? What kind of noises are they? They are sounds of conflicts and wars and riots, and all kinds of stress is coming our way because of that. This is all very much and totally different and opposite what the Advent theme of peace is all about. We've been called to seek peace, peace for our heart and peace for others. In the gospel, in the right context, Jesus' time was looking for same things. They were also seeking peace from oppression, injustice and social division. And we can say, my goodness sake, the world is not really any better today than it was 2,000 years ago. The second Advent candle that we just lit beautifully symbolizes this longing for peace, and also it symbolizes that God himself bring his peace in the middle of this world's pain and unrest. I know most of us been in the situation where it seems like everything is falling on you, all falling apart. There's no peace, there's no rest in your heart. As a prayerful disciple, you pray and you take that load to the Lord. The mess will still be there, maybe, as many times it is. But your position is different. You have peace, deep peace in your heart, despite of circumstances. This is the peace we are talking about. So there is the promise of God's peace in the Bible. How about our prophecy reading this morning, according to Isaiah 11, 1 through 10? It says, in that Lord's day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. Can you figure that out? The wolf and the lamb. I just read from Finnish newspapers last week that in eastern Finland, close to Russian borderline, two wolves jump into the sheep flock of sheep, and they killed one night 150 sheep. 150 lambs were killed when the owner of that farm came to present. That was horrible scene to witness. 150 lambs, sheep were killed by two full. They believe only two full wolves took that killing. Then Bible continues, the leopard will lay down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion. Can you picture that? And a little child will lead them all. Can you see that? This is the peace we are talking about. In the middle of things that you can't fit together, match together, God can provide his peace, maybe for you this morning. Despite of all circumstances, witness something else. Yet all of a sudden, God will provide his peace to you as you believe in the Lord. This just describes a future reign of peace and justice under the Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The peace bringer, the Lord, will come from an unlikely places, like a shoot from a dead stump, like the prophet says, or root from the dead stump, showing that God's peace can emerge from chaos. In circumstances like that, you won't believe that there is any peace whatsoever. It gives us hope. That was our theme last Sunday. So Isaiah prophet and other prophetic messages in the Bible confirms that the peace can offers is not merely the absence of conflict, but a deep sense of wholeness and well-being, as the word shalom, Hebrew word shalom, means. More than peace in mind or peaceful moments, if you will, but it's a much deeper thing. It's a wholeness and well-being of your soul and of your spirit. Then lastly, the real peace comes through Christ. But the question this morning is, how to prepare for it? How to prepare for it? In our epistle reading, according to Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible states in the clearly that Christ is our peace. Christ is our peace. He breaks down the barriers that separate people and reconciles us to God. Do we need reconciliation? Do we need to be reconciled to God? I think we do. Christ Jesus is our peace. Today, on the second Sunday of Advent, and all the way through the season to the end of this life, Is Christ Jesus the ultimate peace for you, my friend, this morning? Is there a peace in your heart despite of circumstances? His peace is reality we can experience right now. It belongs to you. It's a gift from the Lord. Even if we await its fulfillment. It is within you. It is within your reach, and you can receive this morning. But the question was how to prepare for it. In this busy world, we are to allow the gospel message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the written word of God, reach out the innermost being of your soul, to take time for the Lord and for His peace, to put everything else aside and prepare for the peace to enter into your heart. Please do not remain on surface level in your faith journey, but hear the prophetic voice of the second Sunday of Advent from John the Baptist, who calls for repentance and preparation. You just can't have peace, God's peace, without these two graceful elements. Repentance is a gift from God. You can't squeeze it within. Repentance is a gift from God in the presence of the Holy Spirit. As the metaphor of preparing a road or manger for the king's arrival, you start preparing your heart for the Christ and His peace. Again, I ask us all, is there peace in our hearts this morning? One more thing for preparing for greater peace than ever before, maybe in your heart, in our hearts, is that you start acting as peacemakers. I know it is not an easy job. We are called as Christian believers to be peacemakers by seeking reconciliation and encouraging people to practice forgiveness and extending compassion in their own lives and from there to all over the world. Church, we've been called for this as peacemakers, promoting and practicing peace of Christ, something to take home by preparing your hearts and by employing the peace of Christ. You all can be true messengers of peace. I would like for us all, as we were here, Berea UMC, we were out there in the middle of community last night with our children. I would like for us all to be peacemakers in this world and community, and we have lots of field to cover. Where is your field, my friend? Where is it that you need to start working on as a peacemaker? It's our calling. That is what this Sunday is all about, to have peace and to be a peacemaker. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.